21 more women now added to the 14 who filed suit in September. Some say they were raped by Lyft drivers. All of them claim to be victims of some kind of sexual assault.
This lawsuit claims that Lyft has concealed and hidden the staggering number of assaults and rapes that occur in their vehicles.
Attorney Mike Bomberger with Rideshare Sexual Assault Lawyers. One of those victims, Caroline Miller.
He had his hand down my pants and was groping and raping me. I was freaking out. I can't tell you how scared I was.
She fought back. The driver arrested. Lyft's response.
There was no apology, no phone calls or emails, no response.
Other victims coming forward as well, and their admonition.
The holidays are here, and I can tell you that I will not be using Lyft to get around. I'm discouraging all women from using Lyft as well, but I hope those who do will take precaution.
KCBS has reached out to San Francisco-based Lyft for comment. Jim Taylor, KCBS.